You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
What's up, K-State Nation? This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, coming to you on Veterans Weekend, Sunday, November 12th, 2023. I'm your host, Eddie Greer. If it's your first time listening to the podcast, welcome on board to the show. This will be posted immediately after the postcast of women's basketball at Little Rock here in a few moments. And of course, you can find us free and available wherever you get your podcasts. And also shout out to you guys as well who have been following us since the beginning of semester or rewinding all the way back to the first episode of the Pro Watcher Podcast. We thank you as well. And of course, I have my reaction to a historic night for Will Howard and the Chris Kleiman and the Cats. They blow the doors off Baylor last night. I have my reaction to that. And of course, my co-host Alex will join me tomorrow night and Tuesday to talk K-State Athletics. Okay, that's by the way, I failed on Friday on yesterday's podcast, which came out yesterday. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you to all who served and put their lives online to allow us to have freedom in the United States, across the United States of America, including here in the state of Kansas, K-State University. Of course, I'm not too far away from Fort Riley, the big red one over there, Fort Riley. So I want to give y'all guys a shout out as well. I did not do that on yesterday's pod. I don't know why, but I would be remiss if I left that out in today's postcast. That's what. So I want to take just a few seconds to bring that up as well. So happy Veterans Day to all the men and women and who are those who are serving currently as well. We are in it for sure. That's unfortunate. But again, we are pretty lucky to have those who are putting their lives on the line so we can, we are blessed to continue to do what we do, whether that's going to school at K-State, working around Manhattan, Topeka area, or doing podcasts like myself, K-State Family Podcast, 3 Mall, Power Gap Podcast, and a couple others out there as well. So definitely wanted to take the time to shout you guys out on today's podcast here. K-State Women's Basketball roll. Speaking of blowing the doors off, they blew the doors off of Little Rock. Looks like they were Trojans. I'm not sure, but anyway, that's not the point. 77-39. Yesterday there, an hour before, this game started before the men's football game yesterday here, which I thought we were going to get rain, but luckily that held off, but it was a cold. But anyways, that's for tonight's podcast anyways. But anyways here, K-State, last year the women's team had a lot of road issues. Well, they cleared that up in game one on their first game on the road there at Jackson Stevens there. K-State, the women's team broke 11-game road losing streak. So that's what that was all about. That carried over from, of course, the 2022 second NIT to NC State there as well. Also, which happened a year ago, a year ago as well. So dang, I mean, we last year, of course, didn't have Ayoka Lee. More on her in just a second. But Ayoka Lee was outstanding. But yeah, no Ayoka Lee. And the inconsistency on offense really cost this team last year on the road. I know, I remember it well. Did a lot of postcasts on it. Not shooting the ball well, not enough. But hey, you know, when you have one of the best in the NCAA, all is right in the world. 50th career double-double for Ayoka Lee yesterday with an ultimate game high. 32 points of 13 to 16 shooting from the field, 10 rebounds, and added 2 blocks. K-State jumped on Little Rock in the second quarter, just like the football team yesterday. Women's basketball team under Jeff Mitty built a 30-point lead, 22-3 run in the second quarter. Key this victory as well. And for K-State, there was another person that was on double figures, and that was not the only person. In double figures for K-State, Sianna Walker. Remember, she scored, 13 points in game one in the opener early this week? Well, she backed it up with 10 more points. She did have her first miss of the season. She was perfect from the field in the game opener. This time, 50% from the field, scoreless from downtown, but 3 of 6 there. She had added 6 rebounds and 10 points there for Zionna Walker there as well. Also getting minutes, Taryn Sides with 18. Well, not with 18 points, 18 minutes. Emily Greer, Gisela Sanchez, each had 14 minutes off the bench. Eliza Mulpin, 11 off the bench there as well. So your starting lineup, well, Emily, obviously a factor here, 32 points. And then there's everybody else in the starting lineup, right? The Glenn Twins combined 9 points. Serena Sundell, 4, and Gabby Gregory off to a slow start. But she's back to Emily Lee, though. Gabby Gregory, only 1 of 8. 1 of 5 from downtown, and that on that field goal was a 3 as well. So only 3 points for Gabby Gregory. So early struggles there on that front, but it's covered up by the Dominator. 5-0. Ayoka Lee getting it done last night there, or yesterday afternoon, as K-State easily taking control of Little Rock 77-39 here. On the podcast, K-State is now 4-1 all time. It's a little rough there as well. And Wildcats, 18-2 against members of the Ohio Valley Conference there as well. Jeff Mini on the game yesterday, quote, "We're starting to get there. I think one of the things that we've continued to emphasize to them is good ball movement. Keep moving the basketball. Get your eyes to the rim on certain passes. Quick ball reversal, because that's what going on. That's going to be a problem for any defense to get their help to the post. If you get the ball quick in reverse, skip passes, those things. So yeah, I think, like I said, all of our players are starting to get that. So yeah, I like our ball movement for most of the day there, I think. And then, of course, Jeff Mini on Taryn Tye, a talented freshman there as well. We're going to end it with him commenting on Taryn. Quote, "I think she's doing good. I think that the growth of a young guard, particularly a point guard, it just takes some time. And, you know, it's good to see a shot go in, because from the same point, she's been pressing a little. But I think she's doing an excellent job of finding the open player. So that's a good sign," end quote. So I'll end it with Terrence stats here in a second. The Wildcats will wrap up a 2-game road trip against third-ranked Iowa. Ooh! Get ready for another showdown. So finally, we're going to get to see that matchup. I believe this game here on Thursday night, FS1 on TV. Looking forward to that as well. We'll get a time on that this week here on the podcast there as well. So I don't know why they didn't have it on here, but we'll get that straightened out. But finally, we're going to get the Ayoka Lee Caitlin Carr showdown that we're supposed to have last year. Didn't get it. We all know what happened last year there. K-State upset Iowa here in Brainless, but they got to go on the road this time to take on Iowa. That's going to be a huge game. FS1 will have it. We'll have the time. We'll talk about that game on Tuesday's podcast there as well. On Taryn Sides here, let me pull up her stats on the night here. I know I mentioned her minutes there as well. Taryn Sides, yeah, she was only 1 of 5, 5 points, and 7 assists there. So we didn't, again, kind of revert back a little bit. I even mentioned Taryn Sides in the offseason, so I definitely missed that somewhere in there, but there's a lot of talk about her. I read a couple things about her leading up to the season, like, did I miss something here? I know I talked about Zayna Walker and Imani Lester. Missed out on Sides, but she's proving it to me right now, though. But yeah, definitely, that's a good sign, so I'm excited to see what she's got as we start to get in a little bit deeper to the first half of the K-State Women's Basketball Schedule Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State, and get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to weigh the trigger flag on this edition of the postcast. K-State, led by 5-0 Ayoka Lee, all over Little Rock 77-39. Showdown with Caitlin Clark, Iowa next. The Final Four, they were in the national championship last year. Looking forward to see how that goes down. More on that on Tuesday's podcast. For now, that's going to do it. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas. Enjoy the rest of your Veterans Day weekend. A lot more coming up on the Pro Project Podcast. Go Cats.
Thank you for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to y'all on the next episode of the Triple P Podcast. Go Cats!